Need to know
you more. Of course, I've seen boys that is good friends, you know, say, oh, you damn bastard, you
yeah.
something going, and they pay no attention to it.
Uh-huh.
But it just depends a lot. Most everything you say, it's in the way you say it.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? That
yeah.
can be one of the vilest terms of abuse, and yet it can be one of the nicest terms of affection.
Yeah, yeah, that's the way it's just the way they express themselves.
Yeah.
The way they say a thing.
Seems that the word itself doesn't mean anything,
not
it's just
much.
The way you say it.
That's right. I think it does mean more the way you say it than it does what you say.
Mm-hmm. When you took a baby out for some air or something, did you have anything to put him in?
Well, we used to call it a baby carriage.
Uh-huh. And what would you say you were going to do if you put the baby in?
Take him out for a walk, I suppose.
And let's see, some more terms of relation here. Let's see, your brother's son would be your...
Nephew.
Uh-huh. And a child without any living parents would be an...
Adopted son, or daughter.
Well, I was thinking of one whose parents had just died. You say he's now...
Orphaned.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And if the court appoints somebody to take care of...
Be a guardian.
Uh-huh. And a girl's aunts and uncles and sisters... Brothers and cousins, you say they are her
relatives.
Uh-huh. You ever hear "old boy" used for a grown male person around here? I met this old boy downtown.
Yeah.
Does that count?
That's lots. That's do you use that every once in a while?
I don't know how to ask that question. I don't want to ask directly, but it's about all I can do.
Yeah.
I know. I heard that rather extensively over in the western part.
Well, they do it here. Hi, old boy. How you getting along?
And let's see, some names now. The mother of Jesus was called?
Mary, I guess.
And George Washington's wife was named?
I don't believe I called her right now.
Martha?
Martha, that's
Martha?
Right. Martha Washington.
Martha?
Yeah, that's
how
right.
about the girl in the song, Oh My Darling? Mm-hmm.
Valentine?
Well, oh my, no, this is another one. Oh my darling, Gray, they have taken you away.
Nellie Gray.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Never seen the darling anymore.
I don't know how people get these things so quickly with the few hints that I give. If a man is named William, or let's say a child is christened William, when he's a little bitty fellow, what will he probably be called?
Well, William, they call him Bill a lot of times.
Uh-huh.
I tell you, I went to see a Swedish girl one time, and they were very nice people, and they were orphan. They was orphan children. Their mother died. And this girl was well grown. I was pretty near a grown man. Her father was pretty comical. And he said to me one day, he said, "Which is proper, Bill or William? William, you know how I call
him. William.
Bill or William?" And I said, "Why?" Bill, I said, William, of course. I said, how could a goose eat grass with his William? He put on me.
Oh, those Swedes have a strange sense
yeah.
of humor, don't they? How about this one? It's called this one, and then Mark, Luke, and John.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Uh huh. And any people around here named Ralph?
Ralph?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
It's a common name?
Yeah, Ralph's a pretty common name around here.
Is Cooper a common name?
Well, not too much, but we have Coopers here.
Uh-huh.
Cooper is generally a surname,
uh-huh.
not a given name.
Uh-huh.
But Ralph is a given name.
Did they call him Cooper or Cooper?
Cooper. Cooper, I believe that's the way we call him.
That was the common one. Mm-hmm. And if there was Mr. Cooper, you'd refer to his wife as?
Mrs. Cooper.
Uh-huh. What do you call a local preacher?
Pastor.
Uh-huh. And how about one, well, let's say a carpenter, who's not really a carpenter by trade, but he's carpenter part-time.
He's jackleg carpenter.
Yeah. That's sure a good term.